are tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
Annual Halloween Dream Walk into the astral realm of the living dead on the Awakening Zone. Eastern Autumn, 2% off, 5% off. Night out, and up. Daniel Hoppin, Dr. Douglas Davies. Enjoy your adventure.
Don't ever do that again. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the second annual Dream Walk into the astral realms of the living dead. And I hope that you are tightening up your boots and ready to go, safe and sound, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm here, this is Linda, and I am here with my co-host, Dr. Davies. We're here with Jeffrey Hoppe, who's going, I think that was Jeffrey Hoppe, God only knows, Jeffrey Hoppe on something, that we are going to have a fun and wonderful and amazing adventure. Welcome, welcome, I'm so high, I can hardly talk. Doug, how are you?
I'm good, and that cold medicine is doing a wonder on you.
Yeah, that and Pepsi with stevia, wow.
You're such a cheap high.
Very cheap high. But it's Halloween. It's such a great, fun time. You have a license to act like anything you want, at least for one day.
And dress up any way you want to. As I see how you dressed up, the chat room has been dressed up, and I might say hello to everyone, and I'm now looking at the chat room. There are 490 people already listening in.
I wonder what that is.
Evil Jeff is happy.
Oh, my God. He never acts up. I wonder what's going on.
I think everybody is excited about this. This is our second annual version of this annual Dream Walk. And the first one was such a screaming success. I think, how many downloads were there, Jeff? I think something like 30,000.
We actually had 50,000 total listeners.
Wow.
And downloads over a period of about 3 weeks. So, there's a lot of people joining in from Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, a lot of people in that spooky chat room on the Awakening Zone. We're up to 500 just in the chat room.
You know, this is also an excuse to be higher than a kite on candy because it is the candy holiday. So between sugar and costumes, it's a great day. Now, I was going to dress up like a politician, but I couldn't figure out how to get my head that far up my butt.
Oh, very nice. See, we saw that on the chat room.
Yeah, I knew everybody didn't get to see it. It was my favorite joke of the Halloween season this year. So I couldn't resist sharing it just one more time.
And, I just wanted to take a moment to welcome everybody in. I see they're from all over the world.
Isn't that fabulous?
I mean, the countries that they're naming are fantastic. So just welcome everybody. And Doug and Linda, thank you for hosting the show. It kind of lets me really get my energy ready with the Damas before we go out on this amazing dream walk. So you guys, truly appreciate you.
Hey, and one more time, if you're listening on BTR, do come over to the Awakening Zone. We have a very fun chat room. And again, people, over 510 people in this chat room from all over the world, and they are having some fun here.
And it's on awakeningzone.com, and it's the show, the Jeff and Linda show would be under that. It's the first thing up on the ad, and it'll take you right to the chat room, and you can sign in as a guest. You don't have to make up a name, although it is fun if you do, or put your real name down. And you can type in little messages. And we welcome all the hellos and the messages at any time on the chat room, except when we're doing the dream walk. We're going to talk for a little bit more, but when the actual dream walk starts, we want everyone to kind of be there on the journey and not be typing in on their chat room.
Well, and this is our chance to talk to you a little bit about the Crimson Circle, since we know that there are so many new people. You know, the Crimson Circle was started in 1999, and it started as just a very, very small thing. We did never imagine that it would go viral the way it did, but it just started as a small thing. Jeff was pretty shy. Never imagined, I think, that there, to him, a big audience was 10 people. So, and from there it grew, and there was a certain point where, as many of you know, there were some people that used to like to come to here at our house, you know, the little monthly thing that we would do, and we weren't, there was a time when we couldn't all get together, and so we decided we would put that message up on the internet, and before we knew it, we were getting emails from all over the world where people were sharing the messages from the Crimson Circle. And here we are today, crazy as ever. Ready to go. We're featuring these channel messages of Adama Saint-Germain. Originally, it was Tobias, the wonderful, amazing Tobias, sometimes Kathumi, sometimes Saint-Germain, but it's wonderful, empowering material. And for anyone that ever wonders about channeling, my true spirit is that when I listen to material, I know that it's good material if it serves me, if it supports my journey as a human, and that's what it does for me. I hope that's what it does for you. What else, Doug?
Well, I have been around for most of that time,
yes, you
for
have.
The many years, when you first started, before electricity was invented, and you had wigwams and smoke signals for the channel instead of the internet. But things have changed. And now there is this wonderful new thing called the Awakening Zone Network, which was started. I don't remember what the initial number of shows were, but it's kind of a whole internet radio network where you can tune in and listen to shows. And now there are over 50 shows every month in multiple languages from people all around the world. And many spiritual teachers that you've heard of, like Jim Self, Steve Rother, you guys, Jeff and Linda, Sandy Sedgebeer, and even myself and Linda, are doing a show, which we do once a month. And there's weekly and monthly shows, and you can pick what works for you. And they're of all different topics and all different varieties of subjects. But the one requirement that I believe we had from the very beginning and still have is that the shows really give some kind of empowerment.
Absolutely.
That's really what they're about. It's just a theme of empowerment, of, you know, standing up on your own 2 feet and doing it yourself. And if they don't do that, we don't really want them on the network. So everything is there.
And I really love the Awakening Zone because it's free to the listeners and also to the hosts. You know, we don't charge the host anything. It's totally supported by the Crimson Circle, but our vision was that there are so many awakening people all around the world, and to provide them with up-to-the-date information, really good shows, like what you and Linda do. I love listening in on your show and the many other hosts that there are, but to provide this information to awakening humans where there's no pressure to buy anything, there's no requirement to subscribe to anything, it's just been an amazing journey for all of us. The Crimson Circle staff works very hard at putting together the technology, the network, the scheduling, and it's an amazing gathering place. If you just take a moment to feel the energy right now in this chat room and the people listening in off of Blog Talk Radio, you know, we've got an amazing gathering of awakening humans, and we're here having fun, we're having a good time, and in just a little while we're going to get into the Dream Walk with Adamas, which will kind of get into some of the more serious and very experiential things that are involved in a dream walk, but just feel into this amazing energy right now. I just love it. I mean,
it's so sweet.
Talk about passion. This is my passion. This is what I love.
Well, I'm really loving this because this is, you know, this is a time where people can, you got a license to express it. I wish people would do this more often because you can see it in the chat room. I think we have to have Halloween every day to get this kind of expression.
You know, I wanted to mention one quick thing, too. Our schedule tonight is that we're just doing the announcements and the introductions right now. I'll probably go for about another 10 minutes or so. Then we'll get into the dream walk with Adamus. Linda's going to do the breathing going into it. The dream walk itself lasts about 45 minutes, depending on Adamus and everything else. And we invite you at that point to really sit back. You know, you can do it with your eyes closed or open if you want, but sit back. As Doug mentioned, no chatting in the chat room, please, because this is a time for your experience. And you'll find that these dream walks are very, very profound. When we've done them in the past, people tend to have a very deep and personal experience, and we're doing it all in a very, very safe space. So I just wanted to let you know that once the dream walk starts, it goes about 45 minutes.
Well, I've got something scary to say. People are saying that they can hear me, ha, 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 but not you and Doug so well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why that is. My microphone is right up to my mouth.
Is the volume up on your handset?
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter.
Sure it does.
No. So that's for me to listen to.
That's for us hearing our own voice, which we do that a lot already.
Well, maybe you two should have stronger voices like me.
Okay, I'll hold the phone a little closer. I wasn't aware of that. Oh, one more thing about the Crimson Circle. Remember, there's all kinds of things on the website, crimsoncircle.com, both paid and free information and classes around the world. But there's if you're new to it and would like to give it a shot and just see what it's all about, there's a monthly meeting, which is completely free, that's on the first Saturday of the month. And you can listen in and see how you like it. And you will see Jeff channeling Adamus right there, video, and can download and listen. And other than the initial $10,000 fee for the Jeff and Linda Retirement Fund, it's completely free. So that's jeffandlindaretirement.com. So.
Now, once again, remember that we have the Dream Walk, Your Childhood Magic. That's going to be on that starts on December 12th. That will be an Adamus Saint-Germain dream walk. And that's, you know, almost all of us have some memory or dream of our beauty and imagination. And this, in particular, is an opportunity to feel and reopen to that imagination. And, by the way, back to Adamus Saint-Germain.
Well, as long as you're mentioning that, Linda, we should point out that that this next dream walk that we're going to do is actually going to be in video format. We're going to do it on December 12th if you're able to tune in live, but if you're not, you'll have access to it for 90 days, so you'll be able to watch it on video. And these dream walks are actually very, very profound, and this one that we're going to be doing on December 12th is called Dream Walk for Childhood Magic. It wasn't make-believe. And I think we've all had experiences in the past when we were very young of slight remembrances of talking to angelic beings or having our magical friends, maybe the fairies or the divas or the air wisps and those type of things. And this was very, very real, according to Adamus, because we were still very open at that time. And we would have these real friends, even though they weren't physical. And then over a period of time, we shut down when we were told, you know, not to make up things or when we were told to, you know, focus on this 3D reality. So we kind of shut that off. And Adamus wants to do the dream walk on December 12th to take us back to that, open it back up once again, bring it back into our lives, because these other dimensions are very, very real. Just because you can't see something with your physical senses or hear it or touch it doesn't mean it's not real. It just means that it's not converged yet into this 3D dimension. But once you allow yourself to expand and open up, you realize that you can talk to the entities, to the angels. You realize, taking a walk through the forest or the meadow, that there are nature elementals that play there. There's all sorts of entities. Yeah, there's dark ones as well, but they don't hold any power or anything over you, and you just ignore them. But there's such beauty in opening up to these other realms, and you weren't making it up. So I hope you check it out. There's an ad over to your right. If you're in the chat room right now, just take a look at it. It's for the Dream Walk for Childhood Magic.
But, you know, I experienced as much scary crap as I did really great stuff. Now, how does that work?
Well, when you're young, you're open to everything. And there are beings, non-physical beings, particularly like the Zeta Grays, that they roam around, and they, you know, like they can't really see you, but they feel your energy, and they know that when they scare you or scare a child or even an adult, it elicits emotion, an emotion of fear, and that brings in a tremendous amount of energy. That's what they feed on. So it's not like they deliberately set out to scare you, but they realize that when they do, even their presence will scare you. It pushes out energy, and that's how they feed. That's the food of the non-physical beings. So you can learn that you can tell them to go away. You can absolutely command that they go away.
And, you know, another thing I wanted to mention is when you talk about this idea of childhood magic, you know, there's an interesting phenomenon that has always occurred until probably recently, but that, you know, when you would see something, you were told you were making up, it was make-believe. There were all these things you were told to discount that, to tell you that that was not acceptable or appropriate. So it shuts down. And it's interesting to me because, you know, I had been an art teacher, and actually it's kind of funny because art and creative people are constantly trying to open you back up to that kind of feeling and creation. So I'm really excited about that, the Dream Walk on the 12th, which people can experience through the Academy, correct?
Yeah, it's on December 12th, and even if you're not able to listen live, if you subscribe to it, you'll be able to go to the archives for up to 90 days afterwards. And we know from doing other Dream Walks that people will go back and listen to them or watch them dozens of times.
Right.
One we did recently was Dream Walk for Emotional Wounds. And it was phenomenal.
We're repeating that, actually. I think that's still open that people can get into it.
Yeah.
A lot of people found that profoundly helpful and really looking at things and releasing things. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey, did you want to talk? Can we talk about Adamas? You know, Adamas is a very, very special and amazing entity. I can't even label it. I don't want to call it entity, you know, but really an ascended master. And this ascended master was, you know, he's from Europe in the 1700s, and it was an amazing, amazing person, amazing soul. The mystery schools were part of Adamas's history and background. That's who Jeff channels. Doug, you're so much more articulate when it comes to stuff like this. This is so, you know, it just runs through my blood. I think I'm not as articulate about it as everyone else is.
About Adamas?
What do you think about Adamas?
Oh, I think a description of provocative and insightful was quite good. I would probably add annoying, confrontational. I think Adamas was more of the, you know, Socratic method. He kind of poses things to you and lets you think about them and lets you kind of percolate and go through. And for all of the information that he has, he's not really telling you how to live. He's introducing you to these new things, you always do feel a choice, even though he has no shame at all being who he is, all that he is.
Well, you know, the other thing that I'm most enjoying about Adamas is that this is a time where there is an expansion of consciousness that so many people are becoming aware of more and more and more. And it's no coincidence that Adamas really joined us in full focus approximately 2009. I mean, before that, but that's when he really, you know, it became dominant in the Crimson Circle. And it's interesting to me because everything here is about supporting us and really letting us open to our self-empowerment in this time of embodied enlightenment and expanding consciousness.
And I actually wanted to point out one thing about Adamas Saint Germain that some of the listeners may not know about, particularly if they're new. They probably heard of Saint Germain, and often we get the question, well, what's the difference between Adamas Saint Germain and Saint Germain? The Adamas is a facet of Saint Germain, in other words, kind of a role that he created to specifically work with awakening humans right now. He comes to the Crimson Circle, channeled through me, and his focus is on really going through the enlightenment and awakening process, which, as everybody knows, can be very, very challenging. It's very, very easy to get stuck in enlightenment. He talks all the time at the workshops about being right at the threshold of enlightenment, and that's the time of the absolute most distractions. It comes from everywhere, and He calls it makio. It's our spiritual distraction or our spiritual BS. And he says that he's here to really not to take us through that doorway into enlightenment, but to encourage us to, and oftentimes provoking. Prior to channeling Adamus, I channeled an entity by the name of Tobias for 10 years. Tobias was so loving and wonderful, and I channeled with my eyes closed, sitting on a chair. When Adamus came in, he started walking around the room. My eyes were open. He interacts with the audience. He can be very provocative, but at the same time, extremely insightful. And sometimes he pushes the limit. I know, Linda, sometimes you feel that he really gets to pushing things.
Yeah, he gets a little rude.
Yeah, but I think it's done out of total, I know it's done out of total love, and he's doing it to make sure we don't get caught in that trap of enlightenment. Very, very easy to do. And he says that we're here right now at this amazing time to come into our embodied enlightenment. And the funny thing is that when we do the workshops, you know, one of the questions that he asks at times is, what is enlightenment? Very few people can really answer that. We get a lot of, I don't know, you know. We can feel it deep within us. We have a knowingness within us about enlightenment, but oftentimes we don't really understand what it is, and Adamus kind of puts it square in our face.
Well, he is provocative, and what I do appreciate about him is that when I get focused, I have much more clarity than I ever had, more than ever. And actually, he's very interesting because he is deliberately provocative. You know, there's nothing to join here. So people choose to be part of Crimson Circle. They choose to listen to Adamus. And what I found at first a little bit uncomfortable, but I get it now, is Adamus doesn't care. That, in other words, he likes to be provocative and potentially annoy people a little because he really wants them to be serious and to be really making really allowing for this enlightenment. And so he doesn't care if people go away, which
he actually has invited him to go
away. He invites people to go away. So yeah. That was, it took a little while for me to get used to that. I was brought up in a family, in a Catholic thing, and that's just not appropriate. But I get it now. It took me a little while, but I get it. And so he wants people to make a choice to be there. He's not begging anybody to stay, and you shouldn't if it doesn't resonate with you.
No, and his thing is, if you're not interested in enlightenment, in other words, you're dabbling or just curious about spirituality or the occult or things like that, this is not the place for you. But if you've chosen embodied enlightenment in this lifetime, then he'll work with you. And he also works with people, not just when we're channeling, but one-on-one. One of his very first statements when he came in after Tobias said, I'm going to be with you every step of the way.
And, I'm going to go back to something about that I've always liked, Jeff, about the fact that, with mainly Tobias and now Adamus, that each, I've heard other channel things, and they're very nice and wonderful material, and yet I really specifically enjoy that Adamus has been in human form. He's been a human.
Right.
And the fact that when these entities have been human, the information that they have to offer from their perspective, knowing what it's like to be a human, I have found so credible and helpful to me. But anyways, I know we're getting close to the dream walk. What else would you like to? What would you like to say about the dream walk?
Well, why don't you and Doug talk a little bit about what a dream walk is?
Oh my goodness!
Well, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
The dream walk really, in a simple form, is you're staying in your body. And I think that's what's important. We're not journeying and leaving our body here so there's this drooling hulk that our loved ones have to, sweep around. You are very much in your body, but you're expanding your consciousness and awareness to different realms. And there are Dreamwalker schools, those of you who are familiar with the Crimson Circle, where Adamus has done Dreamwalker Death and Dreamwalker Life and done various forms of this. And even in some of his other classes, sometimes he'll take us on a bit of a dream walk, which is just a nice way of saying to an expanded awareness. And what's wonderful about that is that you expand your awareness, but because you're not departing from your body, you're very much here, you tend to bring it back with you, this expanded perception and awareness, which is what's so wonderful about it. And that's what this is. That's what today is about.
Well, he's the master of Dreamwalk, and it's very interesting because it's truly a guided experience all the way. And again, he guides us into the other realms, but always from a safe space. And the safe space is simply something we choose. And it's a very personal experience, and it's interesting that no matter how big or small the audience is, it's a very, very personal experience. And beyond what we are here, it's a truly, it's expanded consciousness. And we start our dream walks always from the now moment, from the now moment. And now moment is where the greatest potential is created. So we do that, and we're going to expand our consciousness into the other realms without leaving our bodies, as Doug suggested. So.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
I just wanted to mention before we start in, Linda's going to start with the breathing in about 20 seconds. We do have a free offer for everyone tonight. If you are in the chat room, you can look at one of the tall ads over to your right in the chat room. There's an offer for a free download of either the Tobias series, the Tobias Creators series book, which is one of my favorites.
My favorite.
Or the Adamus On Death and Dying session that was recorded in San Diego a couple of years ago. So either one of those. And if you do happen to click on those ads, it will open a new page for you. In other words, it won't take you out of this episode page that we're on right now. So that is available to anyone who's listening.
Okay.
And we have an amazing group in here right now.
Yes,
wow.
We
wow.
do. There's almost 600 in the chat room alone.
Wow. And Dr. Doug and Linda, I truly appreciate you hosting this tonight. And I'm going to mute my phone in just a moment here while Linda does the breathing. Dr. Doug, any words before we get started?
No, there's also many people that have called into the show. So we do have many, many people now coming on.
Oh,
and
right.
So, yeah, on the phone. So, Linda, why don't you breathe us in, which you do so well.
Okay. And for so many of you that are new, when we talk about breathing, yes, we know that you're breathing, but we're referring specifically to a conscious breath. This is a complete breath, meaning that you're choosing to breathe, that you're stopping everything going on around you and just focused on this now moment. So I invite you to truly get comfortable, to really allow your body to relax. And as you do that, to take the deep and conscious breath, the breath that goes deeply into you. Not just into your throat, even your lungs, but a breath that when you take it, you feel it all the way into you. And when you take the deep breath, your whole body feels it. And when you take the deep breath, I invite you, each of us, your body hears, I choose life. So breathe and choose life. Allow the energy to fill your body. Invite the soul of you to join you in this now moment. Breathe. Breathe and open to this wonderful moment, to this wonderful potential of Dreamwalk, an opening experience for you. Breathe and feel as Adamus moves in close to each of us to share this dreamwalk journey. Breathe and choose to be all that you are, inviting the soul on this journey with you. Breathe and open.
I am that I am, Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Delight to be here with all of you on this very special dreamwalk on the Hallow Eve. It's an ancient tradition that goes back centuries and centuries and centuries, and here we are again with people from all around the world gathered for this sacred dream walk. I am Adamus, what you would call an ascended master, but I call myself free. Free, sovereign. Free to be the I am that I am. Free of mass consciousness. Free of the limitations of my past. Free of the limitations of the potential future. I am that I am in this moment. And each one of you, my dear friends, each one of you coming into your enlightenment, choosing freedom. Not always an easy thing to do, because there are so many things that try to pull you back into the old ways. Not always easy to do, because you wonder at times, can you truly be free? Will you be able to handle this freedom, what you consider to be the responsibility of the I am? And I can tell each and every one of you listening to this special program that yes, you can handle it. Freedom is divinity. It truly is. Freedom is even freedom from your perceptions of your past lives. Freedom is freedom from ever having to get energy from anywhere outside of you. Being an ascended master isn't about knowing everything, seeing everything. It's not about being a perfect human, not at all. It's about being free. And that freedom is an innate simplicity, but a simplicity that is deep and profound. So I am a free master, my dear friends. And here we are in this very, very special gathering. I appreciate all the information that was given by dear Linda Visa, by Dr. Doug, and by Kaldra, also known as Jeffrey, regarding dreamwalks. And indeed, the dreamwalks go back even to the times of Lemuria and Atlantis. But the dreamwalk we're doing tonight, the dreamwalks, these were initiated many, many, many centuries ago. And they were for the very purpose of opening the doorway into the other realms for those who had died during the year. And dreamwalks were started around the time of the harvest. After the harvest was done, after all the crops were brought in from the field and the preparations for winter were mostly done. Then it came time to honor those who had crossed over in the year prior. Oftentimes parents and loved ones, friends and children who'd crossed over, many who were buried in the ground, many who weren't given what you would call the proper funeral or the proper release at the time, because those back then were so busy with everything else, growing the crops and keeping their families fed. So this was a day of honoring, what some of you now call All Saints Day or Halloween. It was a day of releasing, and usually the ceremonies, the dream walk, they didn't call it a dream walk back then, but it was indeed, the dream walk began at sunset on Halloween, much like it is right here, particularly if you're in the United States, if you're in Colorado, we're beginning close to the time of sunset. The villagers would gather around a large, large fire, and the drumming would start, and everyone gathered around would be asked to remember those who had crossed over into the other realms in the year prior. There would indeed be tears. There would indeed be some feelings of guilt and shame by some of those who were still in the human form. There would also be feelings of love and appreciation for those who had crossed over. The drumming would come to a pace, come to a rhythm that allowed everyone to begin moving out into the astral realms where they would greet their loved ones who so often were still earthbound. In other words, they had left the physical body, but much of their essence was still here on earth. They hadn't really left. And during the course of the evening, the fires would be fed, the drumming would continue all night long. During the course of the evening, the humans back on earth would gently nudge, gently encourage their loved ones to go beyond. They would tell their loved ones that they were indeed fine back here in the physical form on planet Earth. They would tell their loved ones how much they appreciated them and how it was time now for them to go through the doorway that would lead them into the higher dimensions. That's what the original dream walks were like. No longer do people in modern society wait till the end of the year for the release, and for the most part, unfortunately, there's very little understanding of what the death process is. Death is just. It is truly just a transition into the other side, and each and every one of you have died approximately 1,000, 1,200 times. So death is truly a very smooth and graceful process. It's only in the human consciousness where you worry about death, because there is the worry that it's final. There is the worry that there is judgment. There is worry that you could go to heaven or hell. And indeed, there's not. It's a beautiful transition. It's not much different, my dear friends, than when you close your eyes and go to sleep at night. In a way, that's a release, a letting go. It's a deep trust. When you close your eyes and go off to sleep, it's a deep trust that all is going to be well as you journey in your sleep state, in your dreams, into the other realms. The only real difference with death is that in the dream state of the living, there's still a connection, what some of you know as a silver cord, back to your physical body. And in the dream state, of course, that cord is released. The body is released. But death truly is like going to sleep at night. There is so much fear around it. And through our dream walk that we did last year, and once again with all of you beautiful beings, through our dream walks, perhaps we can help change some of the consciousness of death. For some, death means what you would call time in the other realms, prior to coming back for another incarnation on Earth, an incarnation that's generally draws you back into the physical reality because there was unfinished business, because there are desires and passions of the soul for things to learn and experience. And sometimes coming back in a reincarnation is simply for the joy of life. Right now there are nearly 1,600 ascended masters out of the total of 9,000 ascended masters who have returned back into the physical body. They have chosen, willingly chosen, another incarnation on this planet so that they can come back not to save others, not to fix the planet, not to do anything other than to enjoy life, because it is here, and perhaps only here, where one can know and love themselves. One can be in the embodiment of this physical reality with all of its sensual beauty and be in the state of freedom, be in the state of I am. There's nothing else like it. I know some of you have heard that in the other dimensions there is great beauty, and indeed there is, and that in the other dimensions there is music, unlike anything heard here on Earth, and indeed there is, and in the other dimensions you are free to soar, to fly without a physical body, simply in your light body, and indeed that is true. But my dear friends, imagine now for a moment, as an enlightened being here on this planet, living in joy, living simply for the sensual nature of your angelic being, living for the beauty of the moment, and living multidimensionally, no longer being just restricted to this physical body, but being able to be physical and multidimensional at the same time, being able to walk down the street, but also in an instant, to imagine yourself flying, and you will be, to feel into your own essence, into your own energies, without having to ever steal any energy from anyone else or have them take it from you, but to be a sovereign being, that is embodied enlightenment. So with our gathering on this eve of the hollow, my dear friends, you are literally helping to change consciousness, because you are allowing that consciousness expansion within yourself, and therefore it is affecting so many others. Tonight, we're going to go out into the astral realms. We're going to do a bit of a loop. In other words, we're going to start in our dream walk in just a moment. And first, we're going to visit the near-earth realms. From there, I'm going to bring you into the crystal realms that are far beyond any of the energies or the gravity of Earth. And in the crystal realms, I'm going to ask you to feel and to experience the beauty of these pure birthing realms, and in doing so, to cleanse yourself, to rebalance and rejuvenate yourself, prior to us then looping back around, coming back into the astral realms. The astral realms, and where we are going tonight, is a place where there are many earthbound beings. They are disincarnate beings. In other words, they have lived life in the physical form, but for whatever reason, they have got stuck in these realms. They're neither earthbound, they're neither in the physical body, nor have they actually crossed into the what I would call the near-earth realms, a bit different, higher state of consciousness. They are in the hollows, the emptiness, the Halloween, as you now call it. They roam there. They are caught there. They are empty there. And tonight, we will go there, but I ask that even before we begin our dream walk, that you recognize the importance of going there in compassion, in total compassion. We're not going there to try to attract their attention, and indeed, please do not interact with them at all. We are going there to shine our life, to shine our life. Some will be attracted to it. Some will be repelled by it. Some will come to us in rather insidious ways. Others will hide in the darkness because they can't stand the light that you shine when you shine your life. But we will go there to shine the potentials so that those who truly choose can either move into the higher dimensions, where they will receive assistance from angelic beings who are very, very well trained to help them make that transition. Or for some, they may simply choose to come straight back to Earth. But it is our passion to have them come into the higher realms where many angelic beings will work with them. There are times when some humans go out to these realms, realms of the astral, of the disincarnates, thinking that they're going to do social service work. They're going to try to save and rescue these beings. And oftentimes, these people that go out there without having had training and experience and knowing how to get back will find themselves getting mentally and physically imbalanced because they go there actually not in compassion. They go there trying to rescue. They go there trying to perform some sort of service. And the fact is, unless you go there in total compassion and honoring for these beings, even though they're stuck, that suddenly you're in their playground. Suddenly you are in their dimension. And it's very easy for them to manipulate you at that point. But tonight we are going out with 1,000 and more beings from all around the planet, human beings who are filled with compassion. We're going out there simply to shine our life. So let's take a deep breath on this Eve of the Hallows. Some know it now as All Saints Day, the day that family members would gather to release the loved ones who had crossed over. Now, I also will state that some of you are going to feel some of your loved ones out there tonight, whether it is in the astral realms or the near-earth realms. You're going to feel them. And that is fine. That's a blessing. That's simply for you to shine your life. It's not the time to try to resolve any old issues because you don't need to. Just them knowing that you are a master, that you have chosen embodied enlightenment here on earth, that is enough. That is all they need to feel. So let's take a deep breath to Tonight, we have the privilege of another journeyer with us. I've had a very special request by the angelic energy of Metatron to join us. Metatron has prepared a very special starboat for us to journey on tonight. It's a beautiful starboat, and starboats, they go back all the way to the times of Lemuria and Atlantis. They were ways of journeying into the other realms. So, our dear Metatron, the voice of spirit, now what we sometimes call Yoham, the voice of the new spirit, has prepared a starboat for us. So take a deep breath, my dear friends, as we begin our dream walk into the other realms. To come aboard the starship, simply take a deep breath and allow yourself to be there. That's all it takes. Well, you can imagine yourself walking on. You can imagine what this starship looks like. But it's as simple as taking a deep breath and allowing yourself to be here. Even if you do have a mental image of what this starboat looks like, you'll find that it changes, particularly as we go out into the other realms. So gather aboard now. Take a deep breath and find yourself on board Metatron's starboat for our journey into the other realms. He will be guiding the ship. I'll be doing the narration during this journey. So let's begin. I see a few stragglers here. If you're not sure whether it's right for you, you can always do it at another time. But for those who do join on our starboat tonight, you'll find that this is an incredibly safe space. There is no manipulation. There is no feeding. There is no agenda. It is filled with human beings of compassion, human beings who are also allowing themselves to expand the consciousness. So the doors are closing now. All aboard Metatron starboat. As we slowly begin to drift now, as we let go of the tethers that have held us into the earth dimension, we start to rise like somewhat like a hot air balloon. We start to go beyond the gravitational pull of this planet Earth. In a way, we have our own bonfire tonight, right here on the starboat, similar to what they did in the times past, in the ancient times, when they lit the large bonfire. This beautiful fire will provide warmth as we make our trip, because some of the places we're going can get a little cold because they're so empty. But there will be this continual light, and this bonfire, this light aboard our starboat, is the light of your life, the light of your passion and joy, the light of your desires and your dreams. And I know, my dear friends, as we're drifting further and further out now into the other realms, I know that at times it is very difficult in this awakening. And I know there's times when you wonder if you're doing it right or if you should be doing this at all. But I tell you, I see into your heart. I see the purity and the truth and the desire. I see that no matter what, there is that light within you. You have a pure soul, my friends, because the soul can never be distorted. It can never be corrupted. And I see the purity in the soul that it is you. I see that oftentimes you feel that you're making mistakes or you're not doing the right things, but I ask you now, just as we are releasing the gravitational pull of mass consciousness of Earth, I ask you to release that pull of that thing within you that sometimes wonders if you're doing it right, that sometimes is filled with guilt or shame, because all I can see within you is the purity of your soul. There has been no right or wrong. I have seen how hard you have tried. I have seen also the dilemmas, the conflicts that you've gone through, and I know that no matter what, you've always tried to do your best. Just as we were releasing the gravitational pull of Earth in our journey here in Metatron Starboat, I ask you to release the pull, the old energy, old Earth pull, that would have you believe that you are anything less than beautiful and perfect. Release the pull that has you stuck sometimes in guilt and shame and remorse and limitation. You're entering into a new era now. You're entering in your new consciousness, and these old dynamics are no longer appropriate. You don't need to do anything other than to release them, to let them go, and to be all that you are. There is a tremendous, tremendous dynamic, a pull from the old ways of the old earth, a pull that would have you believe in duality, a pull that would bring you into conflict and even anger with yourself. But it is simple as we are gliding along right now in Metatron Starboat. It is as simple as letting that go. That's all you need to do. Don't fight it. Don't try to make sense out of it. Don't negotiate with these old things about yourself. Simply let them go so that you too may fly. Let's take a deep breath as the fires of the joy of your soul create this beautiful bonfire here on Metatron Starboat. We're now entering into what I call the near-earth realms. The near-earth realms, my dear friends, are non-physical, but yet they have attributes of the physical earth. This is where most people go when they die, when they cross over. In a sense, you could say it is the dreamland, the playland. It is for whatever has been believed by the person on earth happens here. There's a belief that oftentimes you are met by angelic beings when you cross over, and that's sometimes true. Sometimes true that you are met by loved ones who have gone before you. But what really happens in these near-earth realms is you go to your beliefs. If you believed in a certain religion, if you believed in karma, if you believed there was nothing after death, this is where you find yourself. It is the land of your beliefs. It is your dreamscape. Oftentimes you will find yourself alone here. Oftentimes, if you've had a beautiful pet that you loved, a dog or a cat or a turtle that you loved on earth and it crossed over before you, oftentimes you will meet it here. Sometimes you will meet other loved ones, but here in these near-earth realms, there are still the dynamics of the physical earth. It didn't used to be that way back at the beginning of life form on this planet. There were no near-earth realms. But as mass consciousness grew, as it developed its own type of physics with its own type of gravitational pull, this is the place where many, many humans come to. Sometimes there are beautiful, beautiful places here where ones who have just crossed over express their creativity, do their artwork, sing at the top of their lungs, where they simply rest, where they simply rejuvenate. But here also are places where those who are energy feeders, those who are manipulators, those who are thieves, and those who are addicts come, and they play out in these realms as well. What dreams may come happen here, indeed. There are angelic beings all throughout these realms who are highly trained to work with those who have crossed over, to go even beyond these near-earth realms, because we find that to be so beneficial to even go beyond these near-earth realms prior to another incarnation, for it allows true rebalancing and true rejuvenation. But oftentimes, the beings who are here simply ignore or don't even notice these angelic beings who are there in service to them. They're so caught up. Oh yes, there are ones here who feel so guilty about the ones they left behind, guilty because perhaps they were abusive or violent, because they were deceptive, they lied, because they hurt others. So they tend to be stuck here, and oftentimes they go straight into another incarnation from these near-earth realms without ever the benefit of truly understanding their previous life and understanding the passion and the desire before they go into a next lifetime. So I ask you to just feel for a moment as we sail through these near-earth realms. It's filled with everything. And I've said before, it's like going to a city. You have the nice parts, you have the art museums, you have the symphonies, you have the beautiful shops, but you also have the hard parts, the dark parts, the violent parts, and the abusive parts. We're just going to sail through here tonight, and we'll come back as we come back through. But I wanted you to feel out here, because particularly on this eve of the Hollow, these realms are awake more than ever. Yes, they too celebrate their own form of Halloween. And you know, there are some out here who don't even recognize, aren't even aware that they crossed over. Others out here who are literally enjoying what you would call a bit of a vacation out here. They realize they have crossed over. They're so relieved that there's not a judgment, that there's not just heaven and hell, that there is this dreamscape. And others who are so stuck that they're in a land of nothing. We'll come back to visit them later. But right now, Metatron wants to guide us through these near-Earth realms. I ask you to feel what I call the gravitational pull here. It's not like the gravity you have on Earth that draws objects to the ground, but rather a psychic gravity that occurs out here. It shifts and it changes. But there is a type of gravity, you could say it has a very sensual quality about it, that draws those into it, that keeps them here, that eventually draws them back for another birth on Earth. There's a sensual gravity that touches into your senses, into your physical senses, as well as your sense of true feeling, your sensual senses. It can be exciting. It can be almost frightening at times. It can pull you into the drama. It can pull you into the beauty. But there is a type of psychic gravity here. It's been building ever since there have been humans on Earth, because it is Earth without the harshly defined physical characteristics. This is where about 80% of the humans who cross over, this is where they go. These realms are vast. They're not limited like your physical planet. They're vast. They actually aren't out there, meaning out there in space someplace, but they're actually right around you. They intersect with the physical Earth, these near-Earth realms. So in a way, you could say we're not really out there from a distance standpoint. We're just out there from a consciousness standpoint. Feel into these realms. For tonight, these realms are very active. Tonight, in many places across your physical planet, people are thinking about death. They're thinking about the ghosts. They're thinking about the loved ones who have gone on before them. And more than anything, they're thinking about their own fate, their own death. They're thinking about when and why. Thinking about what will happen to them when they cross over. What will their death be like? So yes, indeed, these realms are very, very active tonight. But let's sail on. Let's sail on. Taking a deep breath into the fire of your passion that's here on our starboat tonight as we sail past. Let's go off now through a very special corridor that Metatron has prepared into the crystalline realms. Feel it as we exit the near-Earth realms, which have all the attributes of Earth, just without the physical qualities. Feel it now as we shift, as our starboat goes now into the crystalline realms. Let yourself feel the transition, the change that takes place, and feel how it even affects your mind and your emotions, because it does. Indeed, it triggers things in your mind. And remember, there's a very big difference between feeling and mental activity. Feeling is the true sensual passion of the I am. Mental activity is all that chatter that occurs in the mind that you often mistake as feeling. It's really just mind chatter and emotion. but feel right now as we sail past the near-earth realms into the crystalline realms. Crystalline realms that we're now coming into. They are beautiful. They are pure. They are crystalline because they are Christ-like. They're crystalline because they are of such purity. And these are the birthing realms for the cosmos. Here is where creativity comes to be. Here is where there are many angelic beings who work with humans and other angels who choose to come back into more pure form. And here is where, on this dream walk, you can receive your own rejuvenation, your own cleansing. This is where you can come, whether it is with a group or any time on your own, what I would call a shower of the soul. I would call the cleansing of the I am, for indeed it is very, very noisy, energetically noisy back on earth. And here you can come out into the quiet, into the beauty, into the sublime of the crystalline realms. So Metatron is just going to anchor our starboat for a moment. We'll just park it here. I'm going to ask you to be aware of the colors and the shapes out here. Now, you have to understand, the mind really doesn't comprehend so well out here. It doesn't work. But there is a part of you, the I am, the feelings, that works out here. It does know. It has been here before. And it, that part of you, can comprehend and can feel. So even if the mind chatters away, let your true feelings come out, that knowingness. Because the purity here in the crystal realms is like a reflection of the purity of you. I know that you have had thoughts, less than beautiful, loving thoughts about yourself. But out here, where it is pure, you can release those. You can simply take a deep breath and allow these healing energies of the crystalline realms to come into your body, to come into your mind, into your spirit, what I call the body of consciousness. There's nobody else cleansing you here. It is you allowing yourself to release. Any thought of anything less than perfection and love of yourself is a limitation. It is an untruth. And out here in the crystalline realms, you can release that. Any thought that you've done wrong, that you've done less than the best, you can release here. Earth, my friends, is so harsh at times. So harsh, it'll rip right through you. It'll have you believe at times that you are less than God, less than a pure angelic being. But out here, you can take a deep breath. Out here, you can remember who you truly are. Out here, you can come back into the consciousness of the I am. I am. Out here, you can come into the consciousness of that pure rhythm that I exist. I exist. I am. I am a being who has been on grand journeys on the planet. I am a being who has taken on many identities and body back on planet Earth. I am one who has died 1,000 or more deaths on Earth. I am that I am. Without remorse. When you bring the love of yourself to this place, to these crystalline realms, it rebalances and it rejuvenates. It cleanses and it purifies. It strips away the layers of guilt or shame or denial or anything else. It strips those away so that you can feel into who you really are. You can remember the essence. You can feel the rhythm of your own soul. Take a deep breath, my friends, in these cleansing, rejuvenating energies of the crystalline realms. Letting yourself remember who you truly are. As I said at the beginning of our session, I see who you are. I see the magnificence of your soul, the purity of your being. Not something less than perfect, but absolute mastery. That's what I see. That's why Metatron and I wanted to bring you to the crystalline realms tonight, so perhaps you would just get even a glimpse of yourself, a remembrance. You have been on Earth a long time now. It's easy to forget. You've been through so many trials and tribulations and experiences on that grand planet Earth, it's easy to forget. But perhaps coming out here tonight, you can remember. This is where the passion comes. This is where the compassion for the self comes. The same compassion we're going to take back into the astral realms in just a moment, where there's nothing to be fixed, there's nothing to change, there's simply the acceptance of the I am. That's all. Let's take a deep breath and watch how the fires, this bonfire on our dream walk, ignites and glows and shines as you breathe into the I am, that I am. Take a deep breath and feel how that fire of the passion of the I am glows within you right now. Take a deep breath, my dear friends. You can come out here anytime into these crystalline realms. You can come out here anytime, and dear Metatron will be there to meet you, greet you, be with you. The angelic beings who are out here working with the creation energies will be here. Or if you choose just to come out here and be in peace by yourself, just loving and nurturing yourself, you can do that as well. You can come out here anytime. Just go past the near-earth realms. Don't get distracted there. Come out here. It is such a place of love and beauty. Take a deep breath and feel into it, remembering the beauty of who you truly are, with total compassion for yourself. You know, that total compassion of yourself, that's perhaps one of the two hardest things that you'll ever do. It would seem that they would be so easy to have compassion for you. But actually, you find it easier to do it for others. The other hardest thing is to have love for yourself. It would seem so easy, you would think, to love yourself, but yet you find it easier to love others. The masters who have gone before you, they have finally come to understand it is about compassion and love for thyself. Perhaps the greatest challenge that any angelic being will ever have. You know, there are many angels that don't even know of this thing called love because it was first created on Earth and experienced on Earth. And it is the pathway, the doorway to enlightenment and ascension. Loving thyself, what has been the journey of the angels ever since you left home, has been to answer the question, who am I? And then to fall in love with the answer. Let's take a deep breath. Here we are, Metatron's starboat, on this Halloween Eve. And you thought that this was just going to be going into the astral realms. No, we wanted you to feel and experience yourself first. Now, let's take a deep breath. Metatron is signaling that it's time to set sail once again. So, take a deep breath and feel how this beautiful fire on board our starboat tonight, oh, it's sparkling. It's like a crystal fire, not like the old wood earth fires with its harsh flames. No, this is a crystal fire. Yes, with crystal flakes, with crystal embers coming up from it, and it doesn't burn. It enhances, it purifies, it refreshes this crystal fire on board our beautiful starboat. Now, my dear friends, now we're sailing once again. We're heading back to the near-Earth realms. We're going to be going through the near-Earth realms, and I'll be quiet for a few minutes as we do, because I want you to truly feel, now that you've allowed this cleansing of yourself, a rebalancing of yourself, I'm going to ask you to feel into these near-Earth realms. Then we're going to go into what I call the astral realms, the realms where so many of the disincarnate beings are. It's neither in the near earth or on the physical earth. It's in between. So now we're coming back into the near earth realms. I'm going to ask you to feel. Once again, this is where most humans, when they die, they come here. There are beings who are here. They're Atlanteans. They haven't had any incarnation since the Atlantean times because they are still in the Atlantean dream or in the Atlantean curse. So they're living out their Atlantean times right here. There are those who have gone to what you would call the Catholic heaven, priests, nuns, believers, followers, and they come here and they find themselves in a type of Catholic energy here, because that's what they believed. You could say that this is their purgatory. They're neither in heaven nor hell, but in a way they're enjoying it here because they're repenting. They feel they were sinners. They believed they had done wrong. They believed they had somehow caused God to be angry with them. So they're saying their rosaries and their prayers. They're going to Mass very, very often, taking communion. You almost think they'd be gaining weight taking so many communion wafers, but this is where they come. Some stay here, maybe you could say a few weeks or months. Some stay here centuries of time. It is totally their choice, but at any time they want to move on, there are angelic beings here who will work with them, but oftentimes they don't even see them. Drifting through these near-Earth realms, there are also the corridors, the dimensions of it, where there are the addicts, those who were addicted to drugs or alcohol. And of course, they cross over, and they're not released from that energy. What they do is they go to a bar, a cosmic bar, filled with other addicts. And what do? They get drunk all the time. They have hangovers, and they get drunk again, what you could say, day after day after day. They hang out here. There are those who were addicted to drugs and didn't want to face the reality, the love of themselves, so they continue trying to find drugs here, buying drugs, believing that they have drugs. And yes, there are angelic beings who will guide them into the higher realms, but as long as they're choosing to be in this realm of addiction, they will stay here. Well, no, nobody's making them do it. They're not cursed to it. They're not destined to it. It is by their own choice and by their own belief. There are those who were addicted to the sexual energies that are here. The abusers, always looking for a victim. And there are those who were the victims, deliberate victims, who find themselves in these same realms with the abusers, and the games continue. The sadness continues right here in these near-earth realms. They are so intoxicated and addicted by these sexual energies that it continues out here. Oh, this is very heavy game playing, energy stealing that occurs here. And at any time, as we drift through here, I want you to be aware, at any time they can go beyond. So please don't feel sorry for them. They are living out their dreams, their fears, their beliefs. They're living out their awarenesses right out here. So please, as we sail through these realms, don't feel sorry for them. There are those out here in these realms who were betrayed by love, hurt by a lover. Oh, some of you know what that's like, and perhaps that's one of the deepest and the heaviest of all. There are those out in these realms who have taken their lives because of love, because someone betrayed them in love. So what did they do? They took their own life to, you could say, to put an end to what they thought was their misery, but the misery continues out here. They took their own life to place guilt on the one back on earth who betrayed them. And that guilt, that continues on. And please, my friends, don't feel sorry for any of them, because at any moment they can choose to move on, to let go, to release, just as you did a few moments ago in the crystalline realms. They will have very trained guides and experts who will work with them. Oh, not in the type of terms that you're used to from psychological terms. There's no psychological training or psychological practices out here. Indeed not. There's only compassion. There's only compassion. Modern psychology gets so caught in the mental, so forgetting about true compassion, so caught in its feeding energies, not out here, not with those angelic beings who are trained to work with those who've crossed over, no. So I'm going to be in silence for a few minutes as we continue to drift through these near-earth realms before we get into the realms of the lost ones, where we're going to finally end up this evening, the ones who are still haunting back on planet Earth, the ghouls and the goblins, the ghosts and the disincarnates. But right now, just observe as we drift through these near-Earth realms, and yes, you might feel, you might notice a loved one out here. Please, it's not to try to interact with them or to heal them. They may notice you, they may not. If they notice you, they're going to see you sailing along, shining your life in your joy. And that, my dear friends, that may help them move on to some of these higher realms. But it's not about trying to heal them or send them big messages telling them you're all right. As you sail by, they'll know that you are well. So I'll be in silence just for a few minutes here as we drift on. Metatron, let's increase the speed just a little bit. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. These realms may feel very familiar to you, not only because they contain many of the qualities of the physical earth, but you've been here before. You've been in these realms, sometimes didn't even go beyond these realms in between lifetimes. The mind, by the way, is tricky out here. The mind is going to be filled with commotion, but What I'm asking you to do is really feel, to have that sensory awareness out here. The mind may be filled with all sorts of thoughts. Just go beyond that. Out here, it's about sensory awareness. And as I said, there are beautiful parts of these near-Earth realms, and they're very difficult and sad, dark parts of these near-Earth realms. You have died 1,000, 1,200, maybe 1,400 times in the past. You've been out here. You know what it's like to release the physical body, to go through that initial euphoria of releasing the body. And when you do, it's almost like getting a type of high, because you realize how heavy that physical body was. And at that point, many see what they call the white light. It's the euphoria of releasing from planet Earth. But then many come out here to the near-Earth realm. Some do encounter Jesus if they believed in Jesus, some Buddha, some nothing. It all depends on the beliefs that you had when you were on Earth, because what dreams may come out here. You've been here many times before. You've been stuck in, well, let's say let's not use the word stuck, but you've dallied, you've loitered in some of these realms. Why? Because perhaps you enjoyed the lifetime you just had. You didn't actually want to totally leave it. Well, sometimes because there was emotional trauma, sometimes just because. But then you had the occasion where you encountered an angelic being, perhaps in a disguise as a human, as a friend, or anything else, but truly an angelic being who then told you that you could move on if you chose. In many of your lifetimes you did, you went beyond the near-Earth realms. You went into the crystalline realms, and sometimes you even went beyond that into what we call the Bridge of Flowers, going back to your true angelic families in between lifetimes. That provides you the greatest opportunity to reflect and to feel, not to judge, but to feel back on the lifetime you just had, to really absorb the wisdom of that lifetime, stripped of all of its details, all of the judgments and emotions, but truly to feel back into the wisdom, and then to feel into the desire and the passion for your next lifetime. Not necessarily a planning session with other angelic beings, although often you would invite them in to review what and to feel into what you were planning to do in your next incarnation, because ultimately it was truly up to you. But you've been here many, many times before, my dear friends, and I bring you back through here tonight because you're going to have an interesting experience. When you leave your life, your physical life in this incarnation, you're going to come out into these realms, and you're going to have a choice to stay in these realms, to incarnate back to Earth from these realms, or you're going to have the choice to truly go into your enlightenment. Now, the fact is, some of you are actually going to do the enlightenment while you're still embodied. Some of you, you may wait till you're out in these realms. But one way or the other, any one of you who is on this dream walk this evening is going to have the opportunity, once you get out, once you leave the physical body, you're going to have the opportunity to either stay in these realms or to go into the crystalline realms, or to choose your true enlightenment. There will be angelic beings. There will be ascended masters who will be there for you. They will appear and you will know that they are ascended masters. There will be no question whatsoever. I'm going to look you in the eye, symbolically, and ask, are you ready for your enlightenment? Are you ready that you would no longer return to Earth as a being who is on the incarnation cycle, who is still filled with karma? Are you ready to love, to accept, and to integrate the I Am? You haven't had this in any of the previous lifetimes. No, you've been met by loved ones or perhaps angelic beings, but this time it will be ascended masters meeting you, saying, are you ready? Because you'll go on a totally different path. You won't be on a star boat with others. You'll be integrated into your own. You won't even be going to the Bridge of Flowers, back to your angelic family. You'll be going into your own sovereign domain. I don't want to go into or get distracted by talking about what that's going to be like, but just imagine here for a moment that it is the freedom, your freedom, your total freedom. So, my dear friends, whether it's 10 years, 50 years, or 100 years from now, you're going to come back out here. You are going to come back across, or you'll be met by ascended masters. We're going to ask you, are you ready? And you're going to say, I already know what you're going to say. You're going to say, ready for what? And we're going to smile. We're going to say, are you ready? You're going to say, you mean, am I ready to go back to Earth in another incarnation? And we're going to smile. And we're going to say, are you ready? And then you'll get it. You'll know exactly what we mean. Are you ready for your sovereignty? For your freedom, for the final integration of the I Am. Let's take a deep breath as we come out now of this portion of the near-Earth realms. I just wanted you to get re-familiar with it because you'll be coming back here on your own after you've crossed over from the physical. Let's go now to these realms, these most difficult and challenging realms of the disincarnate. Now I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath before we take our star boat in there. I'm going to ask you specifically not to try to interact, to converse with, to carry on with any of these beings that are there. They can get out anytime they want. They can be released, but they're not choosing to. They would much rather have you and to have your energy and to trick you, particularly through the mind. They would rather have you stay there with them rather than them leave these realms. For whatever reason, they're still experiencing, they still find something of value here. I would ask you not to try to heal them because that is not compassionate. Not to try to fix them, not to try to pity them one bit. That is not compassion, my dear friends. Compassion is acceptance. Compassion is coming into these realms as the observer. I want you to feel what it's like in here. And as we come into these realms, my dear friends, I'm going to ask you to shine your life. Your life. What does that mean? It means to feel into yourself the joy of living, the joy of your own creations and your own experiences, and even why they may have been challenging at many times, you're still connected to yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You still have a knowingness somewhere, whether it's deep within you or right on the surface, but a knowingness of the I Am. So now let's enter into these astral realms of the living dead. The Metatron, we're ready. Guide us in. These realms are different than where we just came from, and indeed very different from the crystalline realms. I call these the hollow lands, the lands of nothing. The entities that are out here, they're actually, you could say, aspects of a soul being, but aspects that were so traumatized and wounded in their previous incarnation, they never got even into the true near-earth realms. They're earthbound. Perhaps they were murdered. Perhaps they were killed in war. Perhaps they had such guilt about what they had done to others, for they, many of them out here, had taken the lives of others, had sexually abused others, had tortured others. And when they died, when they crossed over, they came out into these hollow lands, nothing lands. in a way, you could say they're living dead because they don't feel that they have actually crossed over, but they don't feel they're of Earth anymore either. They don't feel anything. And out here, my friends, it's cold. Because you're still so familiar with the physical body, the body may feel the emptiness. It's like a vacuum sucking all the life force energy, all the warmth, all the joy right out. The beings that are out here, many of them have been here for millennia. They have been out here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. They continue to haunt the earth. They continue to haunt old places where they lived, their castles, their businesses, their armies. Even though the castles may not even exist anymore, they might have already turned to dust, even though the loved ones that they were so traumatized by, even though the ones who they murdered have already incarnated back again and long forgotten about them, but they're in these haunting grounds. So to them, the castles are still real. The ones that they murdered are still real. The abuse that they created are still very real. They continue to live it out day to day to day. Yes, there are angelic beings, very specialized angelic beings who are in these realms, ready to help escort these disincarnates, these spooks out of here. But they don't want to go. They're busy feeding off the fear and the tragedy of human beings. It's not that they actually create the tragedies. It's not that they can actually do any physical harm to you. But their energy, this cold energy of nothing, of grayness, it tends to pull the life out of you. It tends to pull the energy right out of you. So you could say that there is an influence if you allow there to be. These beings that are out here have learned how to manipulate from the mind, and they know how to get into the mind. And my dear friends, if you are allowing any thoughts other than those that you are choosing to be in your reality, then there is a way that they can get in. The only thoughts that are yours are the ones that you are choosing. Release everything else. Now, feel as we go very slowly through these realms, feel their reaction to us. It's very rare, very seldom, that any being of light comes out here. There's so much darkness, so much anger, so much sucking of life force energy out here. It's insidious. It's almost cruel. But compassion says that we allow them to do what they're choosing to do. But feel their reaction to us. Some run and hide. They hide in the darkness. Oh, out here, I don't even want to say it's dark. It's just gray and murky, thick and uninspired. But some go hide in this fog of this gray darkness. For the light that is on our starboat is too bright for them to behold. They don't want to see the light. So they scurry off like bugs crawling under a rock. They go back into their dark shadows. There are others out here that are fascinated by the light like a fly would be fascinated. They come to try to see if there's energy, see if they can suck the light right out of this starship. They come up close. They use every manipulation that they have to try to suck the light out. They feed off of energy. They feed off of others. They don't recognize that they have it within themselves. So they feed off of everything else, and they create a void, a nothingness, a coldness. That's why when some of you have been in houses that are haunted or areas even in nature that have these vortexes, you feel suddenly cold because it sucks the energy right out. Feel as they try to approach, as they try to even team up with others. Go out here in these ghoulish realms. They hate each other. They fight with each other. There's a constant struggle of power and darkness out here. But if need be, they'll team up. They'll get partners. And that's what they're doing right now. They're ghoulish. They're devilish. They're nothing. They're caught in this in-between. And please, please, please do not feel sorry for them. They want you to feel sorry. They want you to try to engage them, to counsel them, to try to heal them. And they will gobble you right up if you do. They want you to get into this mental activity. But no, here on our star boat, no, we're safe. Well, you're actually always safe, but sometimes you just forget about it. These are the beings that were traumatized and stuck in their lifetimes. They have no knowingness of time out here. They have no knowingness of space. It is a vast and empty wilderness of grayness and nothingness. They will indeed try to haunt back on Earth, trying to raise fear in children and adults alike. They will feel into the workings of the emotions which come from the mind. They'll feel the activity in the emotions, and they'll try to feed off of it. And because they feel so dark and so unloved and unloving, they will try to make you feel the same. But they can't. They really can't. They can only try to fool you. How many are out here? Millions and millions. These are not souled beings out here, my friends. These are aspects. These are incarnational characters. These are actors of lifetimes that are out here. They're the fragments of the being, of the whole being. These are the lost parts and pieces, not actually of the soul, but of the soul's expressions. And the soul, in its compassion, allows these fragments to wander in this gray, dark, empty wilderness. My dear friends, a few of you are feeling and maybe even remembering that you spent some time out here. That's terrifying. That's terrifying. You remember what it was like. Not all of you, but some of you. Whether you spent a century or more in these realms, whether you were chased by your own monsters into these places, you remember. It brings back deep, hidden, and perhaps terrifying memories. But take a deep breath. You are different. You are no longer that aspect. You can no longer come back here. The beautiful thing about, if you say there is a beautiful thing, the one thing about this realm, once a being leaves this realm, they will never come back. Once they allow themselves to be released from the grip of darkness that's in this earthbound, living dead realm, they never come back. Because the experience of being here is so terrifying and traumatizing that once they open their awareness and allow some of the angelic beings to guide them out, they'll never come back. They'll never get stuck. Some of you are coming back here, but you're visitors. No, you can never get stuck here again. It's a one-time experience. Now, the fact is you can get stuck here for a long, 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 long time. But you'll never come back a second time. You'll never let yourself get caught in that. So what's happening as we slowly, slowly sail through these realms? You know, there was a dream walk through here last year, the first time ever a group that large of aware and conscious humans came through here. And it had an effect. There were many that felt and saw the light and the compassion. Many that then, in this past year, then turned to the angelic beings, saying that they were ready to walk out. And now what do we have this year as we come back in here? We have even more curiosity and fascination from these ghoulish beings, from these dark beings. Yes, you may say that I'm being rather harsh, but that's exactly what they are in this state. Oh, in their pure, true state, no. They're beings of such amazing qualities. But here, when they're here, no, they are devilish. They can't actually do physical harm. They can create a lot of energy chaos. And you've heard of things like poltergeists or possessions or things like that. They can create very erratic energies, but the true master laughs and says, I command you to leave. It's only those who are less than a master allow these beings to manipulate them, to take advantage of them. The master stays in their I am presence and says, I command you to get back to hell where you belong. Yes, it's that clear. I know it sounds harsh, but that's exactly what you need to do if they ever try to interfere with you. And the reality is, as you come into your awareness and your mastery, they're not going to attempt to mess with you. They'll go after someone else. And it raises the question, what is a possession? Some of you have seen the movies or read stories and articles about possessions, and when you have the release of the possession, what you call the exorcism. The possession is generally actually not an outside entity at all. Rarely happens. Generally, the possessions are when one of your aspects, one of your dark aspects, suddenly starts running the ship, starts taking control of your life, an aspect that is dark or gray, but not really trapped out in these living dead realms. That's generally what a possession is, just a dark aspect of yourself. In its worst cases, it leads to what you call multiple personality disorder. But I digress a bit. Let's get back to the feeling in this land of the living dead. They're particularly active tonight, night of the hollow, because there is still that energy out there that goes back many, many centuries, when on this night of the hollow, the ones who are still back on earth ventured out to help guide their departed loved ones into the other realms. So they can feel these ones in the lands of the living dead can feel this, what you would call, pressure. They can feel that there is something rumbling in their reality, something asking them, suggesting to them that they can leave whenever they want, but they don't want to. No, they don't want to. They're trapped. They're trapped in their own hell. There are some who are gathering together now in much larger groups, even than what we saw last year, groups of hundreds and hundreds of these ghoulish beings observing us as we go by, just like jackals waiting to pounce on their prey. They're waiting just like a pack of demonic coyotes watching as we go by, thinking that we're not aware of them, thinking that they're going to jump on us. Just let them try. For what are they going to come into but crystal light? When they do, they'll go running away from it. Watch as they come up to us now, thinking they're going to feed off of our energies. Take a deep breath and just observe now. Don't interact. Don't start talking. Just observe. Just observe now. They're coming closer. You'll notice that as they get to a certain closeness, that it's almost like a burning sensation, and they go running off. And others tried to pounce on us, and the light is so bright that it blows them back into their hell. Others are trying with all their ferocity and all their anger to scare us, but it's not working. It's not working because This boat, this star boat, is filled with enlightened beings, compassionate beings. You see the difference? If you weren't compassionate, if you were trying to heal them or playing into their game or trying to counsel them, they would have you. But I'm a point of compassion, which means acceptance. Acceptance that they're in their dark hell. Acceptance that this is what they're choosing. It changes all the dynamics. Imagine for a moment if you take this same compassion back with you to Earth when we're done with this dream walk. But right now, feel as they're regrouping, as they're calling on more of others of darkness. And it brings up their anger, brings up their loathing of humans. Oh, such a loathing, which is really truly just a loathing of themselves, but the hate and the contempt of humans, the humans of weakness, the humans of flesh and bone, the humans of addiction, the humans that are so weak in the mind and the body. Just feel their loathing. That's really the loathing of themselves, but they're directing it towards you. We're gathering now in larger groups. And they can't figure it out, which makes them even angrier. They've seen some social soul workers come out here, and they've devoured these beings. They've twisted their minds and stolen their energy. But here, they're not able to do that. And it's not because of me or Metatron. It's because of you. They don't even see me. They feel your light, and they don't like it. So take a good deep breath, and while they assemble their dark army now, take a deep breath into your life. Shine your life. We're not trying to inflict it on them, just shining it as brightly as you feel the joy and the love within yourself. Take a deep breath, and as you shine your life unto them, it builds this crystal fire that we have on board our starboat. It illuminates these gray, murky, dark realms of nothing in a way they haven't seen. Oh, it angers them, and it makes me laugh. And a shining light in the darkest of places. And there's nothing they can do. They're trying. They're showing their, you could say, I'm speaking metaphorically, they're showing their red eyes, their dark ways. They're trying to get you to believe that they're strong and powerful. But when you shine your life, they go running like the cowards, like the devils that they truly are, running back to their holes. They can only stand the light so long. They go running back into the gray, murky darkness from which they came. Angry. Oh, they'll go. They'll try to haunt all over Earth because they're so angry. But there are some, my dear friends, that will have felt the compassion and the love. So I'm going to ask Metatron to just park the boat here for just a moment so you can feel, so you can shine your life, so you can truly feel out here in this land of the living dead, having nothing to fear. I know that some of you are feeling, in your true compassion, you're feeling that there are those who are out here that are trying to reach out, who are saying they may be ready to leave, that want something different. And I remember, I caution you, that there are angelic beings out here who will work with them. But don't let them attach onto you. You've got grand and grander things to do back on Earth. So Metatron, let's move on now. Let's go out beyond these realms of the living dead. How many of there were us tonight on our starboat? Whether you were here during the, what you would call the actual time, or listening later, doesn't matter, because time is irrelevant out here. There were many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of humans who came out here in compassion. Some of you may have felt like you fell asleep, but no, you didn't. You just shifted out of the mental awareness for a while. So Metatron, let us sail out now. We were there long enough. Let us sail back to Earth, back to this place of the physical qualities, back to this wonderful planet. Let's sail the starboat back to where we started on this night of Halloween. I ask you, as we sail back, to just feel into the experience. And we're leaving the lands of the living dead now. We're leaving all that behind. We'll just go slowly back to the point where we left, back to the point of presence. As we do, reflect back into your journey tonight. And you're going through the near-earth realms, and then into the crystalline realms, experiencing the cleansing that comes from loving yourself. It's not about loving others first, my friends. It's about loving yourself first. Then love for others comes natural. It's not about healing others first. It's about allowing your own rejuvenation first. And then working with others who are choosing their healing comes natural. It's not about finding the answers from anyone else. It's about discovering them within yourself. Now, as we sail back to Earth, remembering that when you cross over, when you leave the physical body, you're going to be met by ascended masters, angelic beings who've allowed themselves their freedom. And they're going to ask you, are you ready? But for some of you, I have to say that you won't have to wait till the moment of your death. On this physical planet, you won't have to wait to cross over. There's going to come a point that is beyond question, a point where you are met by ascended masters. Maybe they won't be in physical form, but where they're going to come to you some night, some morning, while you're out on a walk, while you're sitting in a movie, wherever it may happen to be, they're going to know the time is right. They're going to know you've come to a place of resolution within yourself. There'll be either three or five. And they're going to come to you. And they're going to say, are you ready? In the great words of Metatron, are you ready? And you'll say, ready for what? And they'll smile. And they'll say, once again, are you ready? And you say, what, ready for what? I'm not sure what you mean, because your mind will be playing tricks with you. And they'll smile once again, and they're going to say to some of you, are you ready? And in that moment, on the time of asking the third question, you'll know exactly what they mean. Are you ready for your embodied enlightenment? It will change your life from anything you've known before. It will change how you relate to this planet Earth, to other people, and to yourself. I'm going to ask you, are you ready to take that step into your enlightenment as an embodied master on this planet Earth? Are you ready for all that you came here for? Are you ready to be free? It looks like we're coming back into port. Metatron, you deserve an applause for this beautiful boat that you created for us on this beautiful journey, for guiding us safely through these many different dimensions and bringing us back here to Earth. And to all of you, I ask you to take a piece of this crystal fire with you. Take take a fragment of it with you, because you helped to create it, this fire of life. Take it as a souvenir, as a reminder of where we were, as a reminder for when you are approached by the angelic beings asking if you're ready. Take this back with you to remember that this dream walk was real. I know a few of you are going to say, well, was it real? Well, that's your mind working. And I say to you, it was real if you let it be, if you choose it and allow it to be real. So it's time now to depart the boat. Once again, thousands and thousands of aware, loving, compassionate, enlightened human beings have gone into these realms of the living dead. What profound effect it may have. What changes it may create. Oh, it's going to cause some chaos and turmoil up there, but they're used to that. They're used to hell. So it's going to cause some upheavals in these other realms. My friends, it's because a group of humans went out there in compassion, went out there in their light of life. What may happen out there, just watch the news next couple of months. You may see through reading between the headlines and between the stories of changes that are occurring, sudden releases of beautiful energy, sudden outbursts of joy and love coming from dimensions a long, long way from here, but actually only a breath away. With that, it's been an honor for me, Adamus, a free and enlightened being, to be your narrator, your guide on this beautiful journey on our second annual Halloween Dream Walk. It is a delight to be in service to each and every one of you. And remember, as you bring your piece of the crystal fire back with you, back into your physical awareness, remember that all is well in all of creation. I am that I am, Adamus.
And so it is. So please, stay with the feeling. Stay with your breath. Breathe deeply into your body. Breathing with you your experience from this journey. Allowing this experience to be with you. This piece of the crystal fire with you. Breathe fully into your body at this amazing time where you can integrate this experience and truly be with it. Breathing in, feeling, really allowing yourself to be present in this now moment. This was a journey to faraway places, and yet right here. But in this now moment, I invite you to breathe and to fully integrate, bringing back your body to this now moment, honoring your body, being sure that you're fully grounded. Wiggle your toes. Breathe all the way into your body, really feeling all that you are, fully present, fully here in this now moment. In this beautiful place where all is well, breathe. Breathe the wonder and magic of you, the wonder and magic of our experiences. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for taking the commitment to embark on this incredible journey. I hope that this was something that you enjoyed and that you found expanding and an experience for you. Doug, how was this for you?
Wonderful. As usual, it was the dream walks always. I start out listening and then I kind of get a little drowsy and a little into it, and I can feel myself expanding and departing, but it's quite an interesting feeling coming back into my body, but that awareness still there.
Yeah, that's probably the most amazing thing you can do is to breathe it and be present feeling it.
yeah, I would advise people if they feel at all lightheaded or anything, just keep breathing. Just keep, bring the energy back into your feet and your toes, just like the Linda was saying earlier, and just get you right back into your body.
You know, if you haven't done a lot of that kind of work, it's real easy to get kind of drifty, and it's very important to you know, it's okay if you're just going to sleep, but if you're you know, still have things to do and need to take care of yourself, really make sure you're grounded before you get up, and that means really feeling into your feet. I have done that thing where I allow myself to stay a little flaky and floaty, and that's about the point where I start walking around thinking everything's fine, and I trip and fall because I wasn't really fully in my body. So it's very, very important to become grounded again before you start walking around or handling tools and equipment, including hair dryers and other things. Ooh, an electric toothbrush out of your body, that wouldn't be good.
And also a big glass of water could help, too.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we always talk about that, too, that water is a really nice way to soothe yourself, too. But take care of yourself. It was a really big experience. It was a pretty big journey, and it was a long journey, actually. And while it was only just a moment, it was a very, very wide and grand experience.
And this is Jeff again.
There he is.
Yeah, kind of back.
Hi, you.
I appreciate you and Doug so much kind of handling all this, because it's hard for me to talk afterwards. But I wanted to say I was just shocked when I opened my eyes after Dom was left and realized that I thought the dream walk lasted maybe 30 minutes at the
moment.
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah, because I was wondering why he was cutting it so short tonight. And then I opened my eyes and looked at the time. That went a long time.
Well, it was really weird because I told myself, because of what we were doing, that I needed to remain present and to really, really be here, so that if you needed something or if anything happened technically, that I could be here. And it was the craziest thing because I kept wanting to just, I kept trying not to drift off, and I kept drifting. And all of a sudden, I kept hearing these banging noises and these the things shuddering and the lights were flying. And it's like, boy, don't make a commitment like that because they'll help you. So I got to really stick around.
Hey, and to everyone listening, don't forget to tune in to the AstroDoc show. It's Doug and Linda, and they do their show. I think it's the second or third Wednesday of every month?
First
Wednesday of the month. You guys have some phenomenal information. Of course, Doug, you're a medical doctor, and you're a very, very talented astrologer and an intuitive as well. So
very intuitive and really into integrative, you know, what the types of healing practices and modalities. Not, you know, he's an MD, but is equally, you know, is the first one to tell me that, you know, I should try acupressure or puncture for something, and, you know, you name it, or homeopathy, and it's like a very, very, very wonderful source for information.
And just a reminder that we're going to be doing a video dream walk coming up here on December 12th for going back into the childhood magic, the thing that, you know, the communicating with angelic beings that so many of us closed down from.
And, Jeff, they can get to that if they're not in the chat room and they're over on BTR, how would they get to this dream walk for your childhood magic? What exactly would they do to
sit on? Just go to crimsoncircle.com.
Okay.
And either go to the store or go to upcoming events, and you'll find it in there, all the information about how to do it and how to log in and everything else.
It's a really good deal, too, isn't it? Like if you early register, you get a really good, it's like
$25.
It's really a special experience. And, again, it's the dream walk, your childhood magic.
Yeah, and for those of you on the chat room, you can see the ad over to the right just above the chat room. So what a great evening, and also very special thanks to the Crimson Circle staff who worked so hard to produce this. I know tonight that Bonnie Capel, McDonald McHale, and Gene Tinder were all online helping with technical issues and everything else. So special thanks to them.
And thank you, Gene Tinder, for extending the show.
Yes, I
right,
noticed
I saw
that.
Her do that.
I kind of panicked, and I went over, and I saw that our time had been extended. So thanks to Gene.
I've also seen that there are quite a few of our teachers and hosts that we get to see all around the world were also able to be with us, and I really appreciate that. And Michelle actually put a link in the chat room for the Crimson Circle store, where you can actually check out Dreamwalk, Your Childhood Magic.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Oh, and don't forget that you can click in and get your On Death and Dying with the Dhamma Sanchamon free audio download or the Creator Series digital book by Tobias. So both of those are available for free. Just click on the ad. Or they can, Jeff, what else? How else can they get there? Is it just through the ad?
You go to crimsoncircle.com/free, and that there's the products are in there. Just crimsoncircle.com/free.
Oh, Jane posted that. What a snazzy staff we have.
All right. And didn't you love the graphics for the chat room tonight, the Halloween graphics?
Yeah, that creep that goes back and forth was starting to get to me when I was trying to stay present, and you're talking about some of the creeps in the realms. Like,
she does not get tired.
No, and she's got that cat jumping the whole time.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Doug, Linda, thank you, and look forward to seeing you either online. We have our webcast coming up on Saturday, and just jump over to the Crimson Circle website anytime. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you being here for this Halloween Dream Walk.